Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 19th of September 2011. Before I start, just a couple of points. First of all, I'm back from my trip up to Newcastle yesterday, where I ran again in the Great North Run, reasonably good time of just under 2.5 hours. So I took 15 minutes off last year, so I'm quite pleased about that. More importantly, I am raising money for Mary's Meals. As most of you know, it's a high-impact charity that aims to improve the long-term living standards and the quality of life of the poorest regions of the world by the simple strategy of giving children a square meal in school. Just a little bit of money will help and goes a long, long way. Please do donate to Mary's Meals. Please do support them. You can find the details on our website front page, www.planningforlife.org. A couple of other bits of good news, possibly seeing some move on the 50% tax rate in spite of what Liberal Dems are saying at their conference. That's after the Institute of Fiscal Studies report last week. And more importantly, from our point of view, some move by HMRC to clarify the position about VAT on fees for financial services. And I see their potential for getting rid of VAT on some, if not most, of our fees. But more to come after the consultation paper, which should come out, I think, in November. Anyway, let's look at the markets. Last week, it was not much data, a lot of talk and some action, but enough to produce quite a lift in the markets. They reacted positively to statements and actions by both governments and central banks, notably the reintroduction of three-month dollar liquidity by a number of central banks around the world. And that's really an attempt to make more dollars available to ease a strain on banks. There's also, as we know, a lot of activity by finance ministers, particularly in Europe and also in the US. What data there was from the US was very mixed, as usual these days, with consumer sentiment looking notably soft, but industrial production continued to gain momentum, which is good. Euroland, very much the focus of government and central bank attention. And enough was said and done, really, to bring back some confidence and a rise in the markets, in the short term at least. But the general debt situation continues to weigh on Far Eastern markets, although they did rally towards the end of the week. But again, a mix this morning, Monday morning. US Treasury bill rates were up this week as investor confidence returned in the short term and people moved back into riskier assets. Oil is marginally up, reacting to hurricane worries over supply, but news of an increase in inventories and a fall in demand. So a bit mixed. West Texas Intermediate ended up about 70 cents at $88. And remarkably, gold is utterly unchanged over the week, ended the week where it began at $1,858, but that doesn't hide the fact, of course, that it's up about 30%, 31% on the year. So what actually happened in the markets last week? Well, weak in the Far East, but strength in both Europe and the US. Japan up 2%, Far East generally down between 1 and 4%, Europe up 5%, but Germany up over 7%, and the UK trailed along with a rise in the FTSE of about 2%. And the US generally up about 5%. So what's the bottom line? Well, the US is likely to remain weak in the third quarter unless manufacturing can continue to pull a rabbit out of the hat. But consumer sentiment is not looking good, I have to say. In Europe and the Far East, investors are going to continue to focus on Europe, the debt crisis and Greece's woes. And as I've said before, something's got to come to a head there shortly. So remember, in these times of short-term volatility but long-term opportunity, get your asset allocation right, make sure you're going to have the right money in the right place at the right time to spend, and make sure your portfolio is balanced with multi-asset classes and is protected against the macroeconomic risks. So what's coming up this week? Market-moving events, the US Open Market Committee meeting. It's a two-day extended meeting, and any indication of further quantitative easing will be seen as good news and likely to reignite rises in asset prices. Bank of England releases its minutes of the 8th September meeting this week, and we'll see quite a lot of news from the housing sector in the US, which could increase volatility. So that's it from me. Remember, we're regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Don't take any of this as advice. Speak to your professional advisors.